This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a broad $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a targeted $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have. And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. Negotiators had hoped to be able to settle on a budget bill for all of 2021, which looks unlikely, with less than 2 weeks to hammer out an agreement before the deadline. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in the classroom. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special educational needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that reopening schools is a sound strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC this week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
And the NFL has fined a pair of teams over violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. The New England Patriots were fined $350,000 for not following protocols during a mini-outbreak that sidelined stars Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. The New Orleans Saints were fined $500,000 and docked a 2021 seventh-round draft pick, drawing a harsher penalty as a repeat offender. Both the team and head coach Sean Payton have been previously fined for failure to follow protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to get this country back on track and back on its constitutional standing, it requires all hands on deck, as we've been saying for years now, it seems, because it starts with we the people. And we have to look at all things that are happening, seriously, whether we're talking about the pandemic, talking about voter fraud. I mean, look at... We're human beings, and we're not perfect. And because of that, there are flaws that we have to deal with. But we do have benchmarks. We do have bumper guards. And those bumper guards are set up in such a way to where they, you know, they're really, when you think about it, those guards, those rails are laced with truth. And these are the boundaries that we have to operate in. And when we get outside the lines and we want to reject truth, then we start, you know, falling into that arena that I say where it's all about opinion. And in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we've got lots of opinions flying around. And this is the thing that I was watching the other night when Donald Trump had a press. It had been a while since the president had spoken with the media and the questions they were asking him and this sort of thing. And I kept thinking, Mr. President, ask them a question. Ask them, like, you know, that's a good question that you ask. Why don't you do some discovery? Why don't you do your job and find the answer to that? We're working hard. It's like they're a one-man band, so to speak, against all the odds, against the media, against, you know, a party, and even their own party that's starting to get restless and fatigued over this whole thing. Sometimes the truth is not easy. But I can say that finding out the truth is most important. Now, whether or not that truth comes out to say, hey, Joe Biden did win, he's going to be the 46th president, wouldn't you want that settled in your mind that, in fact, that happened? You know, that that is the case, that all these allegations of voter fraud, that they were solved, that they're understood. And I don't want to hear, frankly. I don't want to hear that, oh, well, that wouldn't change enough votes. Look at voter. We've been told for so long voter fraud doesn't exist. And last week, I don't know if you heard this or not, but I thought this was quite eerie. But again, this speaks to the acceptance level that America has come to. They said, well, you know, if the truth be known, Richard Nixon probably did win the presidential race in 1960. But hey, there were some shenanigans that took place that, you know, gave the vote, gave the count to John Kennedy. And Richard Nixon acquiesced and he conceded, like all good politicians are taught to do, not question things. And, of course, we wanted Donald Trump to be in there because he wasn't a politician. So he's not going to concede this. He stands on principle and saying, wait a minute, you know, we've got lots of signs here where there's voter fraud. Does that matter? You know, you cannot build an institution based on lies and cheating. And this is what's going on. And we can only hope that one way or another, that all this is resolved so that our foundation is resettled again on the truth. Now, listen to what Eric Chun had to say, and I'll intro it this way, because, boy, I'll tell you, Maria Bartiromo had an exclusive interview with the president on Sunday, and heads were exploding all over the place because the president had a chance to defend himself. And this has been the problem from day one, whether we're talking about his tweets, that sort of thing was, you know, you're the president of the United States, you know, you don't get to defend yourself. You get to be formed by the mainstream media and other social media interests. You know, how dare you, you know, come in and counter anything that we say. But Eric Chun, again, is falling victim to this, and we'll explain just a little bit more. But listen to what he had to say.
This election was rigged. This election was a total fraud. And it continues to be as they hide. And the problem we have, we go to judges and people don't want to get involved.
That is, of course, President Trump claiming massive voter fraud this morning. His words, they stuffed the ballot box. It was a, quote, fake election. All this despite the fact that his campaign has failed to prove any of this in court. In fact, your government, election officials, experts and others, many of them Republican, including Trump-appointed officials, say that the president's claims are false and unsubstantiated. He does, though, promise to reveal the alleged fraud in court, including a slew of affidavits from people who say they did witness election wrongdoing. But legal experts note affidavits are not necessarily fact. And election authorities across the country vow to investigate any claim of election fraud. But the president's pronouncement have caused some of his supporters to doubt the veracity of the election. Critics say his claims are unsupported, reckless, and incendiary.
Well, what about the other critics? What about the other side, Eric? What are they saying? You know, that we got to look into this because, you know, this has all come to a head. Democrats have been cheating for a long time. We've known this. I mean, this is a fact. Chicago, our good friend Ed Pizzoli, down in Broward County, an attorney down there who was involved in the machinations of Chicago politics, would often say, well, you know, the vote wasn't over until they got the cemetery vote. And people kind of chuckle about that. And we read about how many dead people were, were voting in this election. Well, that's the way it goes. It's par for the course. This is what the Democrats do. It's not the Republicans, ladies and gentlemen, by and large. I mean, it is Democrats that are doing this, and they've been getting away with it. And so now they double down, and, you know, social media, Google's president said, hey, Donald Trump isn't going to get reelected. As much as we count on him, they're going to do everything they can. So they set up this cabal with Facebook and Twitter. And it's obvious. I mean, look at where all their investments went. So there's a lot of smoke there. And whether or not you want to believe it, that's fine. Because I have some very well-meaning friends and very close friends. I mean, it's at the point it's really strained, you know, our relationship a bit. But I just said, look, let it play out. You know, if you're really interested, let's not be ideological about this. On either way, let's look at the facts. But, you know, I've heard it tossed around. Well, you know, after this is all settled down, they'll set up a bipartisan commission, kind of like the bipartisan commission that still can't figure out who shot John Kennedy, right? So, you know, a government has a way of covering its own behind and really not letting us into the inner workings and find out exactly what's going on. But there's too much smoke here to deny whether it's been the manipulation of the machines. And I mean, simple things that you would think automatically. It's like, wait a minute, if the machines are a problem, let's make sure. We said this early, right? Let's put a lock on those machines. Let's study those machines. Let's find out what's going on. And, you know, the control of evidence has been rather loose, even to the point of, you know, the envelopes. The envelopes, okay, whose signature was on the outside, did it in fact match up? Well, many of those envelopes have been tossed away. All this to destroy evidence and to really give us proper insight. And you probably say, oh, Bill, you're jumping the shark here talking about evidence. Well, I'm talking about, do you really want to know if there was voter fraud, or are we just going to shrug, move on, sit there and half the country squeamish as Joe Biden takes the oath of office promising, you know, to protect and defend America's interests at every turn. And when it's all been based on a lie that he got 80 million votes. And I agree with Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know. I still can't figure out. I can't reason. And when I ask people, I go, you tell me how Joe Biden can get 80 million votes. That's more than Barack Obama, more than Hillary Clinton. How could that happen from somebody who was operating his campaign out of a basement? did most of America hate Donald Trump to such a degree that they would vote for Joe Biden to this extent? Just doesn't make sense, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we continue to talk about, you know, what is going on here? You know, with this this whole election situation, was there voter fraud? Was there not? A lot of emotion flying around on both sides. But where's the mainstream media? Where are the people that should be doing their job to look into this? I mean, it's just you've got the resistance, which has always been in play, or deflection, by the Democrats and the Joe Biden team. You know, hey, well, there's no voter fraud here. You know, why are you guys even talking about it? You're all a bunch of conspiratists, and you just don't know how to lose. All this good stuff, but it's hard to deny, the blatant abuses that have been taking place and affidavits, hundreds of people, as Donald Trump said, that put their lives on the line. I mean, some are threatened. I mean, the cancel culture, full blown. How dare you, And again, it's the Democrats doing this. They're threatening an opposing viewpoint. I mean, do you think that they, you ask that question, say, why aren't you interested in a free and fair election? I mean, are you interested in that? But that doesn't seem to be the case, because when you question it, you get all kinds of responses like, oh, you must be crazy. You just can't accept the facts. I mean, what minor things? These are all minor things. And this is what's been happening, at least throughout my lifetime. There's just been, ignorance of fact, a choice to turn your back on the truth of the matter. And here we are dealing with it at this point. And maybe the country has come to that important crossroads that we've talked about, where we have to make a critical decision, because critical choices are pending right now. And that's the way life works. Listen to what the president had to comment and what he had to say on Maria Bartiromo's show yesterday.
The media doesn't even want to cover it. I mean, you're doing something. You're actually very brave, because you're doing something. The media doesn't want to talk about it. They know how fraudulent this is. It's no different than Hunter. They don't want to talk about Hunter. So they totally closed it off, big tech and the media, other than the New York Post, as you remember, which took a lot of heat. It was terminated. It was terminated from, yep. I guess, Twitter, maybe Facebook. But it's a situation the likes of which we don't have freedom of the press in this country. We have suppression by the press. They suppress. You can't have a scandal if nobody reports about it. This is the greatest fraud in the history of our country from an electoral standpoint. And I guess you could build it up bigger than an electrical standpoint. What's bigger from an electoral standpoint? What's bigger than this? This is the essence of our country. This is the whole ball game, and they cheated.
That's really, it's hard to hear, to think about this. And I know, as many people who believe the president, when he talks about they cheated, I mean, this is something we grew up with. I mean, by the time you're 2 years old, when things aren't fair. And when people are cheating, you just instinctively know there's something wrong. And there are, half the country believes cheating takes place. The other half, for whatever reason, and this goes back to, again, to my quote of Jordan Peterson, who says that we can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And I hope this doesn't happen, but this seems to be happening. And I hate the cop out. Well, it happens on both sides. Well, but forget about that. I mean, think about it. If we are rendering ourselves stupid, who's going to pay for this? We the people, we all are compromised as a result of our own self-induced stupidity. And we got to get out of this. I mean, where is our free and fair press, as I said before? And I even wrote a commentary about this. I mean, this is like the biggest headline in the modern era right now. And they're just letting it go. Nobody's picking it up. Where's Woodward Bernstein going after something to really prove that something happened here? And the fact of the matter is the corruption has been running deep throughout our government for a long time, and at a time when we need to trust our government, whether it has to do with something as basic as a free and fair election. We can't trust our government to execute a free and fair election. I mean, equipment is being tampered with. Ballots are being dumped in the middle of the night. Observers that should have access and be able to observe. I mean, does that not bother you? Does that lead you more and more to believe that the fix was in? I mean, forget about all the other reasonable stuff. I mean, we went through it last time in 2016. They tried to say, well, the Russians, elected Donald Trump. Oh, really? I mean, the Russians owned Hillary Clinton. That was, you know, well established. No opinion on that. They had all kinds of fun with her, even though, you know, misspellings and the reset button and everything and all the other fiascos that went along with her as Secretary of State. It was a joke. I mean, if the Russians want anybody, would have wanted anybody to be president, logic would and reason would tell you Hillary should have been the one. I'm with her. But now they're not with her. They're with him. Really. And we're to believe that. And so and the Democrats were so hard pressed to convince us that they found a way to spend over $40 million of our money, of the people's money right now. I mean, here we are dealing with COVID. Boy, you know, we could use that those millions of dollars and put them to where they could really help. But no, no, no. Let's go chase windmills like Don Quixote. I mean, talk about tinfoil hats. Adam Schiff et al. And every time he talks, I mean, it's like, wow. And Blumenthal, these people that say, well, you know, if somebody lies about one thing, everything they say is a lie, right? You know, falso uno, falso omnibus. And, you know, and here they are in front of a camera talking. I don't want, you have no credibility. Susan Wright, you have no credibility. I mean, even Donna Brazile. I mean, Donna Brazile, I think you're a terrific person. You got a lot of potential. But I never heard an apology from you that said, hey, look, I'm sorry for what I did. I shouldn't have done it. I was overly ambitious, you know, for the greater good. No, but you know, she's on Fox News with all kinds of credibility, and they give her all kinds of time and everything. And I think it's sad. It's sad for her and for those people that support her. And also as an example that, you know, it's okay to lie. It's okay to cheat. You can get away with it. And you can get away with it unless you happen to be not one of the chosen ones. And then all of a sudden all hell comes down and you end up in jail like, you know, like Dinesh D'Souza. But, you know, Dinesh's time was redeemed and he continues to be a patriot. And look, he accepted his responsibility, paid the price, and here we go. And, you know, but look, we cannot allow any kind of cheating, any kind of deception and illegal activity to enter into the electoral system. It's that little bit of leaven that goes forth and spoils everything. I mean, this is so massive, ladies and gentlemen, that if the American people do not take a stand and come out, and the thing is you go back in the history of this almost 4 years of Donald Trump. He's been accused, he's been made fun of, said he was lying and that sort of thing. And you know, and repeatedly they're just allowed to say, well, he lied. Well, this is all part of the suppression process and propaganda to get people to think, well, Donald Trump always lies. Even my son, who I love dearly, says, well, he's a liar. What are we talking about? Are you just saying what somebody else is saying? Or what are you holding on to that says, okay, Donald Trump lied? One of the big things that, oh, he lied about wiretapping. And then you find out later on, well, it's not exactly wiretapping, but they did intrude on his privacy there at Trump Tower. And so he was more right about it. Maybe just used the wrong term, you know. And this is what happens. I mean, you split hairs and you spend an inordinate amount of time because the media doesn't do their job. And this is why President Trump calls them fake news. Because they're not doing their job on behalf of the American people to observe and report on this, as he said. I mean, this is why Barack Obama, incredibly, if you remember, as he was going out, he says, our administration was scandal-free. Remember? And you're going, wait, what? What are you talking about, scandal-free? Let's go down the hundreds of scandals that happened in your administration. But he's scandal-free. But the reason he could say that, because the mainstream media chose not to report on it. This is what the president's talking about. And why the media can let this go and turn their back on something as big as this, a huge headline, is beyond comprehension. We've got Dan Perkins coming up next. Stay with us, America. It's just about 28 minutes.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process. That's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
As you were saying about the institutions, it is so important to maintain their credibility, and they've all been compromised exceedingly, and it's been one yard at a time. I mean, to the degree that here it is, we've got a questionable election that's taken place. We have all this evidence, and I say all this evidence. I mean, it's hard to deny, but it's hard to see also when the mainstream media is not reporting on it. And then let's take it a step further. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're dealing with that pandemic thing, which, by the way, Merriam-Webster said was the number one word to come out of 2020, pandemic. I thought it was going to be COVID-19, but maybe that's for the following year. But this year, number one word out of Merriam-Webster is pandemic. But in light of that, I mean, look at how politicized it's become. I mean, to the degree that here we are, I mean, even the left cannot deny that President Trump's just done an incredible job in his administration with Operation Warp Speed to bring a vaccine to the market so quickly. And we're talking maybe 3-4 vaccines available. But because it's been so politicized, and you got a knucklehead governor in New York who says, oh, well, you know, if it came from Donald Trump, it's going to be, well, what is all that about? I mean, why would you say such a thing? Even the vice president elect, Kamala Harris, said as much in the debate, if you'll recall, with Mike Pence. And Mike Pence called her out on it, and he should have, and thank God he did, is that you've got all this opposing narrative that's coming out, and it's amazing to me. And I want to bring Dan Perkins on, because we're going to get into numbers here in just a moment. Dan Perkins is a author, writer, columnist and all that good stuff, and he also is a national show host of his own right. Dan, you know, all this loose talk that goes out that they're laying out there, I mean, and they're going to take up the reins after they've, you know, supposedly after they've badmouthed it so. I mean, they're not helping their own cause here, are they, by their own expressions and negative mindset that they're spewing out into the bloodstream of the American people?
No, they're not. And thank you for having me on, Bill. when you think about it,
the president, under Operation Warp Speed, has brought three and probably more, three vaccines for sure that'll be out before the end of the year, which is what he told us he was going to try and do.
Right.
And never done before. The trillions of dollars spent on PPE for the states, cities and counties and hospitals and doctors and nurses and first responders. And the question I would ask is, well, what is Joe Biden going to do if he takes over in January that's different than what the president's already done?
Yeah. I mean, the president, you know, well, he's already echoed pretty much the same thing the president's already been doing. Well, yeah, I mean, here we're going to do this so much better. And then he starts, you know, making some points here. And you go, well, he's already doing that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so you've got a situation where, and I wrote about this early on when they started knocking the vaccine. And just to give you quick numbers, Bill, in May of this year, when they were talking about the progress on vaccines and the possibility of having it by the end of the year, 72% of the American people said they would be willing to take the shots.
Right.
But that is when Biden and Kamala started putting it down.
Mm-hmm.
In September, it had dropped to 51%, and now their forecasters are saying that it may be closer to 40.
Wow.
Now, the doctors say if we don't get 60%, what the vaccine will do is help us build herd immunity. But most of the research is saying somewhere between 60 and 80% acceptance. If we only get 40 or 50, Bill.
Yes.
It's not going to be worth the time.
Dan, what you just said is so significant, and it puts it down clear in numbers what the mainstream media, social media, Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, and Harris have done. And they have negated a fair chance for the people to be able to offset and combat this pandemic. I mean, we've been saying all along, Dan, as you know, and you said the same thing, we're really at a war with this disease. I mean, forget about the communist Chinese right now. The disease itself has come to our shore. We're battling against it. And they are, in a sense, aiding and abetting the enemy, are they not?
Absolutely. No question about that. And it just seems to me that, when we talked yesterday, I mentioned that Brent Brozell, Media Matters,
yes,
came out with a survey over the weekend. And again, numbers, it's important to understand how much the narrative has been controlled by the mainstream media on a lot of issues and how they have done so to Joe Biden's benefit. And 45% of people who said they actually voted admitted that they had no idea what this whole Hunter Biden was about. They hadn't heard anything.
Yeah.
And 9.5% said they would have changed their vote.
Exactly.
Would have voted differently had they known it.
In fact, at one point, Dan, one of the trending topics in social media was, how do I change my vote?
Yes. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. And, you know, and again, another example of the media manipulating. These are numbers that I didn't concoct. These are numbers that came from the Board of Election in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, I know numbers are really hard to do on radio, but this is, I think, very important.
You have to imagine Dan's whiteboard here, okay, ladies and gentlemen?
On the whiteboard is the city of Philadelphia and the city of Pittsburgh, the two largest cities in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, keep in mind that we're talking about the state of Pennsylvania in play, 20 votes, which is one more would change the outcome of electoral votes. But setting that aside, the state of Pennsylvania and the two cities, specifically Pittsburgh, this is Allegheny County.
Mm-hmm.
Allegheny County reported, now listen to what I'm saying, Bill, they reported a 28% participation rate.
Mm-hmm.
28% of registered voters voted in Allegheny County. 28%. Somehow the state, however, voted at 71%. Now let's move to Philadelphia. Philadelphia Board of Elections said that 1.2 million voters registered for the 2020 campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had Donald Trump, who got a little over 100,000 votes in 2016, got 129,000 votes in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
The Democratic candidate, Joe Biden, versus Hillary Clinton. Now, remember, this is supposed to be a big turnout.
Right.
The total number of votes difference between 2016 and 2020 for the Democratic nominee was 5.
5 votes?
Not 5,000, not 5,000, not 500, mm-hmm. not 50,000. 5 votes difference between 2016 and 2020 in Philadelphia. 5 votes.
Okay, so you have 129,000 additional votes from 2016 to 2020 for Donald Trump, right?
Right.
And only 5 votes. Yes.
5 additional votes over what they had in 2016.
Okay.
But,
go ahead.
But I know you got to go to a break.
We got 40 seconds. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is that for some reason they were able to find all those votes in Philadelphia when they actually only got 5. And I suspect that they were stuffing the ballot boxes. That's why Philadelphia stopped counting. They needed to know how far Biden was behind in the rest of the state. And I have one more story about that. What we can do that when we come back.
Yeah, we'll have to do it when we come back. We got more from Dan Perkins. We appreciate he's a student of the numbers. He's breaking them down. And ladies and gentlemen, as they say, we'll give you the facts and you decide what you want to do with them, okay? We've got more after this. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. How do you select the right investment platform for your needs? The many choices of online brokerages can seem overwhelming, especially with many now offering $0 trades. Matt Galeen, head of Consumer Client Management, Consumer Banking and Investments at Bank of America, shares tips from Merrill for finding the right investing platform that provides more benefits for you, your financial goals, and your values.
If you're planning to take a more active role in managing your investments, choose a financial services firm that delivers a personalized investing experience with user-friendly tools, insights, and educational resources tailored to your financial interests. Additionally, consider firms that provide comprehensive environmental, social, and governance offerings, otherwise known as impact or ESG investing, to help you align your portfolio to your values. With the right investment platform, you can gain more confidence to help achieve your goals throughout your financial journey.
For more, visit MerrillEdge.com. Impact investing and/or environmental, social, and governance, ESG investing, involves additional risk. Merrill Lynch Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated is a registered broker-dealer member SIPC and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America. Banking products are provided by Bank of America North America, member FDIC and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation. Investment products are not FDIC insured, they are not bank guaranteed, and they may lose value.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Are you looking for a job because you got laid off because of the coronavirus? Most veterans think that the GI Bill can only be used for college, but that's not true. It can also be used for retraining programs. So if you're out of work and looking for a new career, go to the VA.gov and look at the GI Bill benefits. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Today, many
many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it's one thing to say it, but another thing to live it. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, this is kind of where we are right now. I mean, this is a live free or die movement for the 21st century America. Dan Perkins is with us, nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host. And we're talking numbers. But before we do, as you may know, when Dan comes on, we have to talk about one of our favorite topics. And, of course, that's songs and stories for soldiers. And with Giving Tuesday coming up tomorrow, you might want to take note of this because, you know, you want to support a exceptional cause that supports those heroes in our lives, past and present. This is really just a powerful entity, and this is why I support them, ladies and gentlemen. I've been supporting, you know, Dan. It's been 3 years or so that we've been supporting.
You're coming in on 4.
4 years, okay? You see, when you're having fun, who counts? But it is an honor to be associated with Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Being former Marine and former military yourself, I mean, we're all in this. I mean, we're in this right. In a big way. But you've got some great news to tell us about that, and then we'll get on with the rest of the stories.
Yeah, just real quick, this is year 4 of Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. Mm-hmm. The national unemployment rate is south of 8%. The veterans unemployment rate is 12.5%. The housing situation, the homeless situation, all the gains that the VA has made on the benefit of homeless veterans over the last 10 years has been wiped out by the pandemic. And we know that the shelters within the VA are crammed and there's a waiting list to get in. But one of the things that the VA told us 4 years ago is that men and women come into the shelters. We can get them clothes and we can get them cleaned up, fed, and medical care, but we just don't have the ability to provide shoes and socks.
Oh, wow.
So we started Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. And this, we just kicked it off yesterday. And we're going to run till the Sunday before Christmas. And it's real simple. You go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, go to the Amazon button, and you can go in and order some shoes, have them shipped to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, 1224 Kitty Wake Circle, Sanibel, Florida, and they'll get to us, and we'll get them to the VA and try and help veterans get some shoes so they can get a chance to go out and try and find a job.
Oh, by all means, yes. Let's be in on that. I appreciate that, Dan. That's great news. Hey, before we get back into the numbers, I did want to go back. You had said something that was so important about Operation Warp Speed and what the president was able to do. And again, you got to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The reason that we wanted Donald Trump to be the president of the United States was because we needed an outsider. We needed a businessman who could come in and really take charge. And look, it's up to us what we decide to do with the information and what's been exposed. This may be a single administration experience right now, but what Donald Trump has exposed and shown us is the rank corruption that is taking place in our institutions all across the board, no doubt about it. But secondarily was the rapidity in which the president was able to effect in Operation Warp Speed. I mean, this is historic what this president was able to do in being able to deliver three vaccines by the end. I mean, this is all within, what, 9 months, Dan?
I
mean, this is unprecedented. And I can tell you with certainty, had it been, again, comparatively, pick a president, pick any other president, even the most recent, if you want to look at Obama and Biden, because we know the history and what they did with other diseases and their response, how slow they, I mean, you know, they talk about how slow the president, I mean, it took them, what, with one, what was it, the N1 pandemic, I mean, they were like 6 months down the road before they did anything. And even their own advisor said that they were so lucky that it wasn't anything close to COVID. If it had, this would have been an absolute disaster because they were so ill-equipped. But what the president was able to do as an outsider and as a true chief executive officer, not only rally the resources of our country together to provide for this and do all the research necessary and the monies for the vaccine, also look what he did with PPE. Look what he did for New York. And the way Governor Cuomo talks about what the president is and what he did after all the president did to support New Yorkers and to support his governorship is absolutely disgusting. It's political cheap-shotting, as far as I'm concerned, has no place, especially when we are in a war against this pandemic. But because he was an outsider, because he was a businessman, he was able to turn this around in a dime. And for those that voted for Donald Trump and elected him into office as the 45th president, our vote counted and made a difference in this time and history. And if this is the end of it, it's the end of it. But I believe historians will look back on this as saying, what in the heck happened? How did this man not get reelected?
Right. I agree. I think that I wonder how fast the media will switch the viruses from the responsibility of Donald Trump to responsibility of Joe Biden, because with the vaccine for the viruses, that's if we can get enough people to take it, then we can create herd immunity, which we can stop this terrible thing.
Yeah, but when you've gone from 71 to 40%, Dan, I mean, you know, the universe right now is squashed. And who did that? You know, it was the Democrats, their talking points, their resistance to Donald Trump. I mean, you know, again, this is where Mike Pence, I'm so glad he said something, and he called Kamala Harris on her attitude and her stinking thinking that she was putting out there, going, how can you talk against something that's going to help so many people? How do you do that?
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I suspect that the American voter will have a buyer's remorse when Joe Biden gets in.
Right. So let's talk the numbers. We've got 5 minutes left here. You've got some bombshell numbers to talk about. What's going on?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Bill, had an 88% voter turnout.
Now, how does that compare to previous years? What's their average turnout that they normally turn out? You know,
65 to 70.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So now in the middle of a pandemic, it's now 88%.
Right. Now the news media, you can tell now what I'm about to tell you, which is easily verifiable. The news media realized there was a problem. How do you go from 60 to 70% to 88%? You got to find a way to spin it. Mm-hmm. And this is in the commentary that I'm working on. I mentioned to you yesterday. This is what the media said. Yes, it was reported to be 88%. However, the better way to figure out the voter participation rate is to look at all people of voting age. And that brings it down to the around 70-71%. So they had to manipulate the numbers in order to cover up
what an 18% swing. Yeah.
Yes, which appears to be all these mail-in ballots. And we have examples. For example, the Supreme Court of the state of California condemned Gavin Newsom for sending out millions of mail-in ballots. The Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania took issue with the Secretary of State, who ordered 8.5 million mail-in ballots sent to every registered voter in the state of Pennsylvania. That she was, in both cases, the governor or the attorney general in Pennsylvania were not empowered to change election law. Only the state legislature can change those. Now, in California, the legislature, which is dominated by Democrats, went back in after the Supreme Court ruled and changed the rules. But the point is that we've got people all over the country deciding what's going to go out and what's not going to go out. And when you say that when a court says, while you may have a set of standards, for example, if you want to do an absentee ballot, you have to go in and register for it. Mm-hmm. You have to present an ID, and you have to then you have to vote. Mail-in ballots do not require any identification nor signature verification. So you send out a million ballots. By the way, if you send out a million ballots, and here's the question. This is the question for Pennsylvania. You send out 7.5 million mail-in ballots. You got 2 million back. Mm-hmm. What happened to the other 4 million?
Exactly.
Is it possible that they went someplace else? Here's the final thing. Stacey Abramson from Georgia, who lost.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because I was just going to do that. Go ahead.
She said after the November election that she had 630,000 votes in her pocket. How does she have 630,000 votes in her pocket?
Exactly.
Does she have 630,000 mail-in ballots that she's in control of, that she's going to mark who she wants to have elected? 630,000? Is anybody saying anything about that besides me or you?
No. No. No.
But she's got 630,000 ballots, and she's bragging about it.
Well, so that's same thing, like what happened in Michigan, right? Or no, Minnesota, I'm sorry, where James O'Keefe at Veritas caught the guy collecting ballots. He was ballot harvesting, and he said, I got a car full of these things. I mean, it's just showing all these ballots he has. But we're not supposed to believe that voter fraud is alive and well in America today.
Right. You're right. We have to change the rules. We have to change the rules.
We got to follow the rules, Dan. How about if we just follow the rules and do what's right and fair?
That would be better.
Right?
But we got to get it. Yes, follow the rules, period.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody.
Dan Perkins has been our guest as always. Hey, Dan, thank you so much. Songs and Stories for Soldiers, check it out, right?
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared.
When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.